The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 7th, 1975 in Durban, South Africa.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly participating in this great movement. This movement is not started by me. This was started long years ago by Krishna himself. Firstly, he spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita 4th chapter, imam vivasati yogam prattama aham abhyam vivasyam manave prahu manu ikha kavibravi evam parampara praptam imam rajarishayo vidu. So, if we calculate the age of Manu, it comes to the point of 40 millions of years. So, Krishna said that 40 millions of years ago, at least, he spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, Vivasyam, the name of the predominating deity in the sun planet is Vivasyam. His son, Manu, Vaivasyata Manu, his son Ikkhaku, the original person in the dynasty Surya Vamsam, in which Lord Ramchandra appeared, Ikkhaku. So in this way, this Krishna consciousness movement is coming since a very, very long time. But Krishna said, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidhi. Formerly, the rajarshis, they used to receive this instruction through a chain of disciplic succession. That was the way of understanding Bhagavad Gita. But Krishna said, sakalena yoga nashta parantapa. Now, Krishna, 5,000 years ago, when Krishna was talking with Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was perplexed whether to fight or not to fight. And just to enthuse him in the fighting, he spoke this Bhagavad Gita 5,000 years ago to Arjuna, and he said that the parampara system, disciplic succession, is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking to you again, so that people may learn from you what is the purport of this philosophy, Krishna consciousness. So, 5,000 years ago, this philosophy was spoken to Arjuna, and we are having the instruction. Unfortunately, that is again being distorted. Because we do not receive through the parampara system, we inference, we make inferences in our own way, and therefore it is also again broken. Therefore, again 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed this Bhagavad Gita as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supposed to be incarnation of Krishna. As Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he instructed as the order-giving master, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. But still people misunderstood. Therefore, this time, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, appeared as a devotee of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, that is described in the authentic Shastra. Krishna varnam tishakrishnam shangapangasaparsadam jagai shankirtanai prayai jajanti hi sumedasa. So this Krishna consciousness movement is practically Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So Krishna is very kind upon the conditioned soul. He is trying to elevate them to the real platform of Krishna consciousness again and again. But we are so stubborn, we are trying to forget Krishna again and again. This is going on. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is especially, he is instructing to the Indian people. He is saying to the Indian people, Ama bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo ja. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Bengal, you know, in the district of Navadvip, about 64 miles from Calcutta, northern side. So, his life and precepts are there. We have translated many books. You'll find teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita, almost 17 volumes, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we have summarized the teaching in one volume. So you can learn about the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the summary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is like this. He says to every Indian, not only Bengalis. It is not that because he appeared in Bengal, therefore he advised to the Bengalis. He is specially speaking to the Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoila ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. Paropokar. He says that anyone who has taken birth in India, Bharat bhumi. Bharat bhumi is punya bhumi. The pious land. Within this universe, in the Shastra we find even the demigods in the heavenly planet, they desire to take birth in India. India is so glorious. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is that anyone who has taken birth as a human being in India, his business is to, first of all, make his life perfect by taking advantage of the Vedic knowledge. because it is available in India. So every Indian, especially the higher circles, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriya and the Vaishyas, especially the Brahmana, it is their business to make the life perfect by studying the Vedic knowledge and distribute the knowledge all over the world, paropaka. Because so far spiritual knowledge is concerned, outside India, they have got very meager knowledge. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that every Indian, especially the higher class, study the Vedic knowledge and distribute it throughout the whole world. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. Paropokar. This Krishna consciousness is the best welfare activities in the world, because people are in ignorance. They are, everyone practically 99.9% at the present moment, they are under the conception, bodily conception. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, like that. That is ignorance. That will be discussed in the Bhagavad Gita very elaborately. So, the question may be raised that how I can do welfare activities for the welfare of the whole world. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encourages. He says that Amar Agnay Guru Hoya Taro Eides. Wherever you are staying, Eides, in that country, you may not go outside, but wherever you are staying, Amar Agnay, by my order, Guru Hoya. You just become a guru by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then I have no education. How can I become guru? How can I instruct? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, yes, that I know. But you take my order, Amaragda, guru haiya taro ei desh, then what shall I do? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. You become guru, you haven't got to manufacture anything, any philosophy. You simply instruct whatever is spoken by Krishna. That's all. You become a guru. So, our request is that you have so many Indians living in this foreign country for generations. So take this instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because you are coming from India, therefore it is special request to you that by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every one of you become a guru. And what shall you have to do? Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Taro Eides. Eides. This this is South Africa. You are staying here. So you preach as a guru. What shall you preach? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. You haven't got to do anything. The instruction of Krishna is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Don't distort it, but put it as it is. That's it. If you do simply these things, because in the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna says himself that matta parataram nanyat kinchi jasti dhananjaya aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante manga buddha bhava samanvita. This thing we have to understand. The Krishna is the supreme personality of God. And he is accepted. Arjuna heard from Krishna about himself, and he said, he agreed, Parabrahma parangadhama pavitram paramam bhava purusam shasvatam adhyam. So, he is accepted by the direct disciple, Arjuna. He is accepted by Vyasdeva. He is accepted by Narada Muni. And recently, within 2000 years, he is accepted by all the acharyas of India. Shankaracharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhya Acharya, Vishnu Swami. And lately, 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, there is no doubt about Krishna's becoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is confirmed. Iti chamsakala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan sah. The original personality of Godhead, Krishna. Similarly, in the Upanishad, in the Vedas, and Brahma Sanghita, if you take evidence from the shastras, everywhere you will find krishnastu bhagavan sah. In the Brahma Sanghita, which is supposed to be written by Lord Brahma, he says in the beginning, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakaramakara. So, from shastric evidences, from authentic evidences, from the acharyas, from Bhagavad Gita itself, everywhere he will find the confirmation krishnastu bhagavan sah. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission is that jare dakho tare kaho krishna upadesh. It is not difficult. You simply take up the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and try to preach jare dakho tare, whomever you meet. You may remain as a businessman, you may remain whatever you are, you remain a family head, but instruct this advice of Krishna. Jari dakho tare kaho Krishna pade. This is our mission. So, Krishna, when the instruction of Krishna begins, when Arjuna was very much perplexed, whether to fight, because the other side was his brother, his nephews, his son-in-law, his grandfather, his teacher. So, when he saw in the battlefield all relatives, friends and kinsmen, so he was perplexed. So Krishna was very much compassionate, that he practically said, Krishna, I am not going to fight. Then Arjuna also knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So my perplexity can be eradicated only by Krishna. Therefore, he submitted to Krishna, Shishasteham Sadhimam Kripannam. I am in great perplexity. Everyone is in great perplexity. There is no doubt. Anyone in this material world is full of anxiety and perplexity. So it is not only Arjuna's problem, it is the problem of everyone. So if we want to solve the problems of life, we should accept Krishna as the supreme teacher. This is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita and Arjuna. Shishasti ham sadhimang prapannam. My dear Krishna, now I am asking you to become my teacher. Don't disturb. I am asking you to become my teacher and solve my problem. So Krishna, first of all, he says that Sanjaya was explaining Bhagavad Gita before Dhritarashtra. Eva mukta rishikesam guraki saparantapaha nadosya iti govindam ukta tusning bhavuva. So Sanjaya said that eva mukta, Krishna, I am not going to fight. Eva mukta rishikesam, and to Krishna. Krishna's another name is Rishikesham. Rishikesham means, Rishik means the senses, and Ishaw means the master. So we have got our senses. Everyone has got senses. The master is Krishna. We are not the master. That we have to understand. I am speaking that this is my hand. But if the power of the hand is withdrawn by Krishna, we cannot act. We should understand this way, that none of our senses belong to us. It is given to us for proper use. Therefore, because it is given to us by the Supreme Lord, Krishna, the master of the senses, it should be utilized for Krishna. This is bhakti yoga. We should know that although we have got all these senses, it has been given to us for use, but the senses do not belong to me. Therefore Krishna's name is Rishikesha. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means when you use your senses, Rishikena. Rishikena means by the senses. Rishikesham, the master of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. This is called bhakti. At the present moment, under the condition of material nature, we are using our senses for our sense gratification. That is called conditional stage. And we are becoming subjected to so many changes of circumstances in different bodies. Tatha dehantara prapti. We are creating a different situation by utilizing senses for our personal sense gratification. And we have become bound by the laws of nature. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Jagyathe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhana. Karma bandhana. Jagya. Jagya means Vishnu, Jagya Purush. If you work for Krishna, then you are doing right. Otherwise, you have become implicated. Jagyarthe karma annatra lokayam karma bandhanam. This is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. Now, just like Arjuna, what is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita? Arjuna is a fighter, warrior. He is a soldier. He knew how to fight, that's all. He is not a Vedantist, he is not a Brahmin, he is not a sannyasi, he is grihastha, householder. He appeared on the battlefield of Kurukshetra for fighting on political reasons. So he knew all this business, but he utilized his talent in fighting for Krishna. He did not want to fight as a Vaishnava. He is very kind. he said that my brothers, my cousins, certainly they have insulted my wife, they have taken my kingdom by gambling and so many devices. I know that. Still, because they are my brother, I don't wish to kill them. This is Vaishnava's attitude. But Krishna, his business is jada jada hi dharma saglani bhava. When there is injustice, it must be faced with fighting. That is Krishna's verse. So Arjuna as a Vaishnava did not like to fight, but Krishna as the supreme mediator, that is also good for everything. Whatever Krishna does, that is, God is good, there is nothing bad. So anyway, Arjuna, when he heard Bhagavad Gita very minutely, he was asked by Krishna, now I have explained to you the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge, the spiritual knowledge. Now whatever you like, you can do. Jathe chasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like. Now it is up to you. If you don't fight, that you can decide. I have no objection because you have got little independence. But my advice is that you should fight. Now I ask you what you are going to do. So Arjuna replied that nasto moha sriti labhya tat prasadad madhusudana karise vachanam tam. Now I shall do. This is Bhagavad Gita. This is bhakti, that we have to act according to the advice of the Supreme Lord. That is bhakti. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vich. So therefore, we have to first of all establish our relationship with God. Establish is already established, just like the father and the son. The relationship is already there, it is not. But still, sometimes the son goes out of home and maybe forgetting his father. Similarly, we are out of home. We have come from the spiritual world in this material world. We have forgotten our father. So we have to revive this relationship with our father, our God, our Krishna. That is the main business of human life. In other species of life, lower than the human being, it is not possible to revive our old relationship with God. But in this life, this is the greatest opportunity. After all, we are under the grip of material nature's law. That is explained in there. Tatha dehantara prapti. According to our desire, we are creating a different type of body. And after death, tatha dehantara prapti. Just like the child is become a boy, the boy is becoming young man, the young man is becoming middle-aged man, and the middle-aged man is becoming old man. So, what is next after the old body? The next is tatha dehantara prapti. You have to accept another body. This is called chain or cycle of birth and death, the transmigration of the soul. This is going on. So, if we want to, but nobody wants to die, nobody wants to change this body. But this is a problem. One should know it. That is the first instruction, that we are changed. Tatha dehantara prapti. So this is the opportunity, human life. If we want to stop this repetition of birth and death under different obligation and different circumstances, we should take instruction from Krishna. Try to understand Krishna, that is Bhagavad Gita, and make our life successful so that understanding Krishna means, as it is stated, tatta deham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunteya. We have come from God, we again go back to God. If we simply understand Krishna or God, this is the whole instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. And when Arjuna was perplexed that how shall I kill the other side, then Krishna informed him in the beginning, asachyananasuchastam eva mukta rishikesam gurakesa parantapa na drusya iti govindam ukta tusning bhavuva. He completely became silent. Krishna, I am not going to fight. Therefore, tamuvacha rishikesa prahasan nivabharata senaya rubhayar madhye visidantam idam vacha. Then Krishna was smiling that Arjuna is my friend and he is so much overwhelmed with material consciousness of life. Therefore it is said, tamuvacha rishikesa prahasana. He was smiling that you are my friend. You should not have done like this. Prahasana niva bharata senaya rubhaya madhya, between the two parties of soldiers, visidantam, he was lamenting. Because Krishna was accepted as the teacher, as the master, so he is chastising Arjuna. See, Bhagavan uvacha. Asachyan anusuchastam prajnavadam sabhasasi gatasun agatasun sananusuchanti pandit. My dear Arjuna, you talk very much, just like a learned man. Prajnavadam sabhasasi. Prajnavadam means talking just like a learned man. Unfortunately, you are not a learned man, because you are lamenting on this body. He said, gatasun agatasunascha nanusochanti pandita. Anyone who is learned, he does not lament over this body, whether in living position or dead position. So, you are talking like a learned man, but you are not a learned man. This is the first instruction. Because Arjuna accepted Krishna, he chastised him with little hard words that you are not a pandit. Now you just consider what is the position of this world. Everyone is taking care of this body. But Krishna said, gatasun agatasunascha nanusuchanti pandita. The pandita, one who is learned, he knows that he is not this body. He is soul. So our first business is to take care of the soul. And this is the opportunity, this human form of body. In the human form of body, we can understand Bhagavad Gita, not in the dog's body. That is not possible. So, by evolution, jalajana valakthani sabara lakthavinshati, from aquatics to trees, plants, then insects, then birds, then beasts, then human being, then civilized human being. In this civilized form of human being, if we do not take this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita personally, given by the Lord Himself, then we are missing the point. This is the whole Vedic literature's lesson, that human form of life is meant for self-realization. I am not this body, I am soul, I am spirit soul. My business is different from simply taking care of the body. This is human civilization. So therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. We request everyone to study this movement very seriously and make one's life successful. And what is that success? Simply try to understand Krishna. If you simply try to understand Krishna, and Krishna is explaining himself. When I speak of Krishna, everyone should know that Krishna means God. So if you try to understand simply Krishna or God in this life, then we become liberated. We become free from this material bondage. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaunteya. This is the assurance they are given in the Bhagavad Gita. If you simply try to understand Krishna, janma karmam chame dibbam jo janati tattva. In truth you should understand Krishna, what is Krishna. There is no difficulty. Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. So our only request is that all of you try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret in a different way. Then you'll understand Krishna, and as soon as you understand Krishna, you become free from this material bondage. No more accepting takta deham. We have to give up this body. That is certain. The cats and dogs will also give up their body. We'll have also. But before giving up this body, if we simply understand Krishna, then our life becomes successful. What is that success? That after giving up this body, we are not going to accept anything, our material body. Then we stand in our original spiritual body. The spiritual body is there within the body. That will be explained very nicely. Our mission is to come to the platform of our spiritual body. It is very simple, simply by understanding the instruction of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it still simplified. What is that? He advises, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Nasti, Iva Gatidannatha. In this age, as we are fallen, so the method is also given very simplified. It is confirmed in the Shastras, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, that Kalev Dosanidhi Raja. Asmin hi eko mahan guna. That this time, this Kali, this age, this is called Kali age, misunderstanding and fighting. So in this age, there are so many faults in the human society. It is just like ocean. Kalo dosa nidhi. Nidhi means the ocean. Dosa nidhi. Fault, ocean of fault. Dosa nidhi raja. There is one great opportunity. What is that? Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaje. If one takes to this chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, then Mukta Sangha, he becomes liberated. And Parambhaje, he becomes eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead. So these things are there. Our Krishna consciousness movement is only to give you information, just like a peon delivers the letter from a friend. He has nothing to do. So we are trying to deliver the message of Krishna to you. You kindly accept it and utilize it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Why should one pray to God?
Our prayer is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught. Oi nandatanaja patitam kinkaram mam bhishame bhavam budho kripaya tavapada pankaja sthita dhulisadisham vichintaya. Just like if you are in danger, you ask your friends to help you. This is prayer. So our prayer is to Krishna, Oyi Nanda Tanuja. Nanda Tanuja means Krishna appeared as the foster son of Nanda Maharaj. Therefore he is addressed as Nanda Tanuja, means the son of Maharaj Nanda. Patitam kinkaramam bhishame bhavam bhu. I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am now fallen in this ocean of miscience, ignorance. Just like if you are a person of the land, if you are thrown in the ocean, it is struggle for existence. Manasasthani indriyani pratitisthani parsa. This is struggle for existence. Everyone is struggling. But what will struggle in the ocean? You may be a very big swimmer, but how long he shall swim? He'll be tired. The only means is to take you out of the ocean. In 1 inch above the ocean is your safety. It doesn't matter how many inches you are taken from the ocean. Similarly, the prayer is, my dear Lord Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Somehow or other, I am not fallen in this ocean. Please pick me up and fix me again as the dust of your lotus feet. This is the prayer. So we should know in what dangerous position we are. Then there is necessity of prayer. And prayer to whom? To the Supreme Person, to save us. Therefore, there are so many prayers in the Shastra. Prayers means addressing the Lord to save us from this. The real saving is to pick us up from this ocean of nonsense, ignorance. Then everything is all right. As soon as you come to the knowledge that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, part and parcel of God, then our knowledge is perfect. This is called Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. This is called Brahma realization. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankati Samasarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvakti Lavati. So prayer is needed. Because you are in danger. And actually, we pray when you are in great danger. Suppose if immediately there is some earthquake, there is some danger. Naturally, spontaneously we pray. We pray. But we forget it. But the prayer, the tendency of offering prayer to the Lord, at a time of danger, is automatic. So we should know that we are in danger. We are in this material condition of life, means we are in danger. Therefore we should pray, we must pray, to pick him up, to pick us up. That is the necessity of prayer.
I would like to know from you whether or not it is necessary for a person to be a vegetarian or to have a strict diet so they will be able to respond to the your meeting.
How is that?
You'd like to know whether it's necessary for one to be a vegetarian or not in order to respond or understand the teaching.
Yes. Because if you want to be Krishna conscious, that is the whole teaching, you have to act according to the instruction of Krishna. So, vegetarian or not vegetarian, it is not a very important thing. Either you eat meat or vegetable, both of them have got life. That is the nature's way. Jiva jivasya jivanam. One life has to eat another life. That is nature's law. But Krishna consciousness means he does not anymore eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We take prasada. Whatever is offered to Krishna, we take that. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram pusmam phalam toyam jomi bhaktya prajacchati tadaham asnarim. So, just like if you ask some guest at your home, he will ask him, what you shall eat, sir, what can I offer? Similarly, when you invite Krishna to your home or to your temple, you should prepare food stuff according to Krishna's instruction, not according to your whims. So Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajacchati. Anyone who offers me patram, that is vegetable, pushpam, vegetable, and liquid things like milk, water, and you can prepare so many other things from vegetables. If you offer to Krishna and take prasadam, then you are free. That is, jagyasishtasino santa mucchante sarvakirmisi. If you accept foodstuff, which is offered for jagga, jagga means acceptance by Krishna, then you are free from sinful life. Otherwise, you are responsible either you eat meat or vegetable. It doesn't matter. No, one man wants. Others should be given an opportunity.
I would like to have this question. Why should one accept Krishna as God?
That I have already explained. He have to accept the basic evidence. So, the basic evidence establishes Krishna is the Bhagavan. Otherwise, you have no opportunity to understand what is God. Then if you don't accept Krishna as God, then present somebody else who is God, and whether he is satisfying the definition of God. So, considering the basic evidences, authorities, we have to accept Krishna and God, and when you are present on this planet, you prove that he is God, then we have no other alternative than to accept Krishna as God.
We can say we are actually advancing spiritually. With the present state of the world and the present mess that it's in today, would you say that we are advancing spiritually?
No. Practically, the present state of the world means without any spiritual knowledge. We are blind. Therefore, it is very dangerous position. The spiritual knowledge we must have, otherwise we are doomed. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find that you have to understand Krishna in truth. Janma karma me dibbam jo janati tatva. If we simply see that Krishna is born or he has taken his birth as a human being, that is not sufficient study of Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, his birth and activities are transcendent. Janma karma me dibbam. So, that you have to study, dibbam. Jo janati tat. Anyone who understands what is Krishna's birth, his birth and my birth is not the same. That means you have to study the subject matter very scientifically. Then you will understand that although Krishna comes as a human being, still he maintains his position as God. That is real understanding. Unless you understand this fact, you will misunderstand it. Therefore Krishna says, as soon as you understand Krishna in truth, then you become liberated. Janma karma me dibbam jo janati tat. Simply superficial study will not help you. Then you have to study to become a serious student of Krishna consciousness and study him, and then you will understand. Otherwise, superficial, you cannot understand.
Would you say that Islam is locked in the third eye?
Soul is what?
Locked in the third eye. She's asking if the soul is locked in the third eye.
Locked? What does it mean, locked? Soul is not locked. Soul, temporarily, is embodied according to the soul's desire. There are 8,400,000 forms of body, and as we are desiring, the material nature is supplying the body. It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishara sarva-bhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahman sarva-bhutani jantra-rurhani mayaya. Jantra-rurhani. Jantra means machine. So, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. That is all pervading. And he knows what the soul wants. So he is given the opportunity. As he wants to work, he is giving a particular type of body. Machine, jantra. Jantra means machine. And he is seated there. And in this way, he is wandering in different species of life and different planets for different times. That is going on. Jantra rurani maya. So, if we stop this business, if we hear Krishna, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja, then our life is successful. Otherwise, we shall continue to change this jantra, one jantra to another, another, another. This is going on. So, practically the soul is not locked up, but intensively, he wants some position, and Krishna is very kind, God is very kind. He is giving the opportunity, all right. He wants like this, do it.
Yeah.
are you saying that simply by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, that you can do without all of the other instructions which are in the older Vedas?
Yes. This is the special concession for the conditioned soul of this age. That if you simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then your heart will be purified. Chaita Darpana Mahajanam. Then everything will be revealed. This is special concession. So, you can see it, all these students coming, joining this movement all over the world. They are beginning chanting Hare Krishna. And gradually they are becoming purified and taking this consciousness very seriously. You can see it. Yes, Pap, I understand. Pap, first of all we have to know what is Pap. Just like in ordinary way, in ignorance, we commit something unlawful. Just like in this country, it is say, keep to the left, and some other country, it is said, keep to the right. Say, Americans, they keep to the right. Now, in this country, instead of keeping to the left, if he keeps to the right, then he becomes punishable. So this is due to ignorance. So, papa means in ignorance. So if you become in knowledge, there is no more pap. So, if you understand what is God, what you are, what is your relationship with God, and if you act accordingly, there is no pap. This is pap only God. No more pap. That is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatana Sapta Krishna Punna Sravana Kirtana Riddhantasya Avadrani Vidhunati Suhitsadam. If you simply hear Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, then gradually you become free from all sinful reaction of life. That is Papanidma. This is a very simple thing. That's all.
Would you like to take any more questions?
No, one more.
One more question.
Swamiji, a very disturbing man, I would like to hear my mind. We understand that according to the law of creation, apart from this planet, there are many other planets, which is called the universe. And as such, being created by the world, by the law, I'm sure here, given his right in a way of knowledge to understand him. Now, in Krishna conscious, and we understand in this part of the world, then I'm sure it should be in the other part of the world as well. So I don't know, Swamiji, what is the condition, knowing that we are living in this part of the world or in this planet, what could be the other part of the planet which is called the universal. Just reading today, the Bhagavad Gita as it is, I didn't expect that I'll be able to bring about this bit of the Gita that I read in a Christian form, because in the Gita itself it says the Arjuna at least says to Lord Krishna in the 10th chapter, verse 12, 13, and 14, where he mentions that he is supreme, he is ultimate, he is above place of residence, that means he is purifying eternal, primal God, primal, and so on, and that transcendental, original, and unborn. Now, Swamiji, I would like to know, being unborn, then how come that Lord Krishna was born as a human being, or brought himself to that position to call himself as the Supreme Being? I would like this answer to begin. Thank you.
If you have read Srimad Bhagavatam, you can see that Krishna was not born. Krishna appeared before Devaki and Vasudeva as 400 Narayana. Then the father and mother requested Narayana that he have appeared as Narayana, immediately Kamsa will kill you. Please, he become like human child. So he again immediately become a human child. So the conception of birth from the womb of the mother was not actually the fact about Krishna. You read Bhagavatam, you will find this description. So even though if he comes as a child, still he is unborn, because Krishna, God, is in everyone's heart. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtati. So from the heart, if he comes before you, so is it very difficult task for him? It is not at all difficult. That's all. Thank you very much. Let us chant Hare Krishna.